Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hi, you absolute stone-warm legends. Welcome to this, the 200th episode of Hoovering. It's a special one. Of course it is. It's a 200th blooming episode. I asked some of you who your dream guest would be for me to interview for this episode, and in amongst suggestions like James Bond and Nigella, hashtag still trying, were a bunch of you asking for this guest. It's my kid, my sexist baby, my son, Rudy. He's just turned 6 years old, guys, so this wasn't easy. But I have to say it was worth it. Thank you for listening to Hoovering. If you could tell other people about the podcast, that would be my favourite Christmas present from you guys. Spread the Christmassy love and tell someone who you think would find it interesting or fun or funny about this podcast. One way of doing that is to follow us on social media at the Hoovering Pod. Put other people the way of the social media, rate it, give it a 5-star review, and subscribe to the podcast. If you've got spare cash knocking about, rather than supporting the podcast with it, this week I'm going to ask you to stick it the way of a charity. For example, Refuge or Shelter. Those two charities are ones I will be dividing the guest fee between, which I would have usually paid a big old 200th episode guest, because my six-year-old doesn't need the money. Isn't it? I buy everything for him. Sexist. Okay. So yeah, that's where I'm going to put the money for this week's episode, because it's a special one. The only other admin to let you know about is that I am working up a new show. I think I'm going to call it Wench. And I have several previews booked in January and February, which, COVID allowing, I would love to have you at. COVID not allowing you to get a refund, so book anyway, why don't you? I'm doing all the London ones across my own club, Honus Club in Camden, where I'll also be on with other brilliant comedians like Mark Watson and Izzy Sooty and Sophie Duker, and also at the where I'll be doing just a previews on my own at the lovely Bill Murray Comedy Club in Angel, and I'll be doing a preview at the Leicester a comedy festival the first weekend of February, on the 6th of February, where I will also, on Saturday the 5th of February, be doing a Hoovering Live. We'll be having a pizza party at 5:30, Saturday the 5th of February. Tickets for all of those things are, as ever, in the podcast notes or on my website. It's the simplest thing. Go to jessicafostercue.com. Links to everything that Rudy and I mentioned in the podcast are, as ever, in the podcast notes, wherever you got this podcast from. Okay, let's have it. A 200th hoovering episode ever, and it's with my lovely silly son. He's only just turned 6, so you can imagine this wasn't like recording a usual episode. Luckily for me, if there's one thing he will concentrate on, it's eating. But having naively planned to just cook with him and record during that, which I did do, I quickly realised he was only going to fully consent to have sensible-ish conversations with me about this stuff in smaller doses. So this episode does have a main bit, but it's also made up of tiny captured moments. I have to say, it is as funny as I'd hoped, and also much sweeter than I'd have ever dreamed it would be. And selfishly, I'm very glad that I'll have this conversation or these conversations to keep and to bully him with when he's older. We will start with us out to dinner in an Italian restaurant by his dad's house. That's me, him and his dad, which we try and do sometimes, and it's always lovely. We are out celebrating Rudy having had a really good first parents' evening of the year, which are done over the phone at the moment. So we just had his dad and I have just had a phone call from his teacher. For overseas listeners, parents' evening in the UK is where your kid's teacher a few times a year officially tells you how sexist they are or aren't when they're at school, and you know how they're doing academically. Spoiler: my kid is much better behaved at school than at home, which, let's face it, is 100% the way round. I would prefer it.
At Willow's birthday party, there was Elsa was there. You got to go inside an actual full human-sized bubble. There was a bubble show. There was a bouncy castle. But what did you say your favourite thing about the party was?
The buffet.
The buffet. You said the favourite thing about the party was the buffet. And that's... I felt like you'd really got all of my DNA when you said that. It's hard to talk to me while you've got a huge, great big dangly bit of cheese. What's your favourite bit about that pizza?
The dangly cheese.
How do you feel about pineapple on the pizza? Is that why you're giving it an 80% and not 100?
I haven't tried it yet.
You haven't tried the pineapple? Well, I want to be here for when that happens.
Can you turn it almost 100? Can it be about 98 now?
98? After eating the pineapple, it's gone from an 80% good pizza to a 98% good pizza?
Yeah.
Crumbs alive. It's a cherry.
That's a cherry
with a bit of mint next to it.
Oh,
but it does
okay.
Look a bit like a radish.
I was going to say, it looked like
does it
mint.
Taste as good as it smells?
The mint is actually coming from the cherry.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Rudy, I want you to slow down and talk me through what these things taste like. It's your first ever profiteroles in an Italian restaurant. Hot chocolate on top. What's that like? Amazing. Can you talk me through what it is? Pastry? Balls inside, what's that?
Marshmallow.
Oh, marshmallow, is it?
Yeah.
Or maybe really fresh cream, whipped really well. Amazing. Yeah. And the sauce?
Really good.
Really good. Is it hot or cold or both? Oh my God, sun down your jumper, loads up your cheeks. Usually a sign of a thing that's good. Do you think you're going to be able to devour the entire three massive profiteroles? Do you think you're going to be ordering this again? Nodding's no good to me. I need words.
Yes.
Yes. Out of 10, what is this getting?
1-1.
11? Shut the front door. In the tally of the best puddings you've ever had, talk to me where this ranks.
What do you mean?
Well, is it one of the best puddings you've ever had, or is it like in the middle of the ground, in the middle of the pack?
One of the best.
One of the best. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Absolute state of your face. Already, yeah, less than half a profiterole in and an entirely chocolated up face and school jumper. It's a very happy night, isn't it? It's a perfect way to celebrate a really good parents' evening where we got told you've been working really hard. Do you feel proud of yourself? You should. Good.
Yum in my tongue.
Okay, and now it's time for the big bit, the main hoovering, which I thought would be the only hoovering with Rudy, where we try and cook a type of Italian dumpling called nudi together from a brilliant kids cookbook by David Atherton, former hoovering guest and Bake Off winner. Yeah, even getting him to join in started off tricky. I mean, I also, before this bit, need to explain that the washing machine was on. Sorry for that background noise. And I've tried to cut out as much of the noise of cooking as possible, but obviously I couldn't get rid of all of it. Okay, here we go.
I'm 100% ready for help now, Rudy Roo. I absolutely need your help now. You're cooking with me. I've done all the boring stuff and left you all the fun stuff. Heyo, how you doing? No, don't poke it. Can you wash your hands first, please? Just roll your sleeves right up and wash your hands. What are you watching?
What are you watching?
That Australian funny one.
What's
it called? The Inspectors or something. Oh, the Investigators.
Yeah. It's not Australian.
I think it might be, actually.
No, I think it might be Australian.
Because of their accents sound like they're from Australia. Oh, just doing a nice bit of grating. End up a dangerous end. Right, pop it for food. You put that in the food bin for me, please. We're nearly at the really fun stuff. Food bin's under there. Oh, it's a hard cheese called Parmesan. It's not very nice until it's cooked. You can nibble it and try it if you want. I wouldn't eat the rind, I'd just eat this yellow bit. Look what's last there of that yellow bit. Do you want me to do a sliver of it off?
Tastes like nothing.
I think Parmesan tastes like nothing.
Thanks.
No, you're stronger than cheddar, do you not? No. Well, this is called Manchego, which is Spanish hard cheese, and I think it's oh so delicious. Want to taste it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go halves on that. God, it's good, doesn't it? Cheers. Mmm. Oh. Come here, I want to hear exactly what you think of that. Mmm. What do you think, Ruth?
Good.
Good, yeah. It tastes like creamy, but also nutty, don't you think? And can you taste the like little crunchy crystals in it?
Just taste one.
Pardon?
Just taste one.
Just tastes...
One.
Say it again.
One.
Just taste one. What do you mean?
I don't even know what just taste one means.
I don't know what you're on about. I was just asking what you think it tastes like.
I just told you!
What?
I just taste one of the crystals.
Oh, you just got a crunchy crystal. I see what you mean. Sorry, I misunderstood. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Right, so now... I think we'll start with that. So, we need to crack two eggs into this bowl. Can you do that? You have some water?
Come over here for me, babe.
Oh, God. I'd live for that Manchego. Here's two eggs. Do you remember how to crack them? Or do you want me to do that bit?
I remember.
Okay, do you want your stool? I'm going to try so hard not to get any of the shell in the bowl, okay? So one hard tap on the outside. Nice. A tiny bit harder, but not much harder. Lovely. And then where it's cracked, you put two thumbs in and you tip the actual egg into this bowl. So like this, shall I show you? So get the eggs into the cracked bit, the thumbs, into that cracked bit. So you put your eggs, thumbs there, and then you pull your thumbs apart.
and the egg should just flop out into this bowl.
Cool.
Pull a bit harder.
Yes, you nailed it. Look, there's no yolk at all. There's no shell at all in there. Smashed it. Right, one more we need. There you go. Doing a great job. It's a bit dark in this kitchen, isn't it? That's it. Get those thumbs in. Lovely. Pull apart. Oh, he's nailed it. Absolute legend. Right, so what does it say here? Cheesy, nutty, nutty we're making. Whisk the eggs with a fork in a mixing bowl. Okay, you need a fork. You know where they are. Oh, nice. Oh, my goodness, what a noise. See if you can do it without touching the bottom as much so it doesn't make that noise. Yeah, boy. Good boy. Right. Add the flour. Oh, no, first then stir in ricotta and Parmesan cheese. That's ricotta.
All of it.
Yeah, tip that in. You can use the fork. Oh, is it plopped all out itself? Nice. And then we need all of that cheese. Tip all of that. Yes, please. Good laugh. Right, stir that all up. Nice.
Wow.
Lee.
It's going to totally fill up the bowl.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'll make it all sloppy. I imagine I'm going to add flour.
It already looked like, it looked like mashed potatoes.
Do you think?
It looked like coleslaw.
Oh, you thought that sick that we walked past earlier looked like coleslaw. Do you just think everything looks like coleslaw today or what?
But this really does.
I agree, it does. It's ricotta and Parmesan and egg and all whisked up. You're right, it does look like a kind of sloppy coleslaw. Luckily, because of that really coleslawy sick we saw earlier, this is going to look so different when it's finished because we're basically making these amazing dumplings.
Can I taste this?
Not yet. No, it's raw red. Anything you can taste that won't make you ill, I'll let you taste.
Right.
I wonder if we put the salt and pepper in there.
Salt and pepper?
It's not in the recipe, but...
No, don't put anything that's not in the recipe.
Oh, really?
Really.
You don't want to improvise a little bit of salt and pepper?
No.
I don't think a bit of salt and pepper can hurt, can it?
No.
Oh, yeah, cool. Right, flour next.
Okay, all in.
All in, please, babe.
Okay.
Top chefing.
No.
Oh, yeah. Really nice. See, I told you I'd done all the boring measuring. So we, although there's one, I left you one tiny bit of measuring and some crushing to do. You're absolutely nailing this. Top banana. Banana. Rudy, how much do you care about eating on a scale of 1 to 10? If 1 is someone who doesn't care about eating and 10 is someone who really cares about eating, where are you? A 1, don't care, or a 10, care loads?
9.7.
That's good. That's really good. A really specific answer. I've been doing my podcast for 4 years and no one's ever given me such a beautifully specific answer. What are you thinking about the other 0.3% of the time? So if it's not 10 out of 10 thinking about eating, caring about eating...
But there's 12 points and then it goes to another...
So do you mean... It's your point, though, I care about it a lot. So now we've got to place with a teaspoon, teaspoon like golf ball sized dollops of this onto that tray. So should we move up there a bit? Should I get you a teaspoon? Gosh, I wish we had a bit more light in here. Should I get you a teaspoon, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay. There you go. About 14, I think we're meant to be making. I love cooking with you. Lovely. A bit bigger, I reckon, than that. Lovely. Plop it on. Very nice. Let's spread them out nicely. Really nice work. And
What's the best thing you've eaten before this? What was the nicest thing you ate today?
Pudding.
What was pudding at lunchtime at school?
Same as yesterday.
Oh, what, flapjack? Mm. Yogurt?
No.
Fruit?
No. Well, fruit or... Were those little... Oh, wait. Do we have any more of them?
Oh, we've got some here, have we?
No, I don't know. I'm looking to see if... Oh, yeah, we have. Like, honey ones of these all mixed together.
Oh, Rice Krispie Cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. God, that's all right. They're nice, aren't they? That's a nice thing for a school.
They're so nice.
Yeah. Is that your favourite pudding you ever get at school?
One of my favourites.
Tell me about the others.
You get ice cream or frozen yoghurt or fruit milk.
Well done, Jamie Oliver. I noticed that frozen yoghurt option in there. Or fruit milk, did you say?
No.
Oh, sorry. Milk or fruit.
Or fruit.
Oh, sorry, I've taken over. Sorry. Would you like to carry on? Shall I turn this around so you've got the spaces closer to you? And is it the same in year one? Because in reception, they just gave you your lunch, and in year one, but you were allowed to go up and collect your pudding if you ate your mains. Is it like that in year one?
No, you get... In year one now, you get a tray.
Yeah.
To start with. And then they give you your... all your lunch. And you also, at the same time getting your actual lunch, you get your pudding.
Oh, so it sits next to your pudding. Your
main the plate and the pudding are on the tray.
Do you think that gives fussy people the option of not eating their mains and just having their pudding, though?
No, but when we just, before the summer holidays, some people ate their pudding before their...
Well, I suppose you could eat it in whatever order you like if... Do they mind about that?
They really do.
Do they really mind? What do they say?
The teachers are like... Well, when people have done it loads, then one really important teacher goes, "No, eat your pudding before!" And for everybody.
Oh, goodness. And do people do as they're told? Because she's a really important teacher.
She's like this in the lunchroom.
Right. I'll probably bleep your teacher's real names out of the podcast, if that's okay. Do you think this is the first podcast you've been on?
No.
No? You've been on others, have you? Don't tell me you've done Off Menu, have you?
What's Off Menu?
It's another podcast. Have you been a guest on other people's podcasts? I'm going to put these... I'm going to take a picture of these, as I think I'm already... We should be proud of them. No? And then actually, I need your... I need you to ask our electronic friend, whose name I won't say until you say it, to give us a timer, for 25 minutes.
Alexa, set a timer for 25 minutes, please.
Good to say, please, really.
25 minutes, starting now.
Right, so they need to go in the fridge and chill. Let's hope that door still closes. Careful, what are you angling for in there? Oh, what, we're in the middle of making dinner. No, you already ever had. Are you sure you're hungry?
Sure.
Will you still eat these?
Yes.
It's an absolute promise? Okay, only if it makes me room in there. There you go, that's the last one of those. There's some new ones to start in the morning.
Okay.
No, you're welcome.
I'm going upstairs.
No, Rudy, you haven't finished helping me. I need you to get the bed there with me. Oh, come on, mate.
But I thought
everything ready.
I was sitting 25
minutes. It is, but I've got all the stuff ready for... Do you need a wee, by the way?
Sure, fine. I'll eat it down here.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Once you've made the pesto, I'll set you free. Gosh, these are going to be amazing. I think they only take a few minutes to cook.
In boiling water. Right.
Actually, I do need a toilet.
Okay, go for it.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What flavour yogurt have you got there? It's hard to tell, it's so dark. Oh, I can read it.
Peach.
Peach. Is it nice?
Mm-hmm. There's little bits of peach in it.
Oh, nice.
Little cubes. Like that.
Oh, I can see one. Do you prefer yogurts that have got little bits of real fruit in them to the ones that are just yogurt?
Yeah.
Hey, I feel like we should say the weird savoury yogurt that you and me have just decided we like sometimes. Where we just have Greek yogurt with some dry roasted peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Mmm. So yummy, isn't it? Shouldn't be, but it is. Are you still into that? Because I am. Rudy.
I said yes.
Oh, sorry. Right, what we need to do here, we need to put garlic, nuts and cheese into the food processor. So I've already done the cheese, so I need you to weigh out some nuts and bring them to you. We're going to get 15 grams of walnuts and 15 grams of cashews, all right? So if you press that on button, it should say zero.
Step zero.
No. Oh, it's gone on to... It keeps going on to a weird... Why would... I don't know why we'd want to measure it in ounces. Guys, 2021. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Okay. Get it on to zero, you twillock. Ooh, careful with the yolk. 15 grams of those.
So...
One five, you should say, so not many. Ooh. I'm going to help you because you need to hold it above it. Otherwise it crushes it down a bit. Did you, have you ever had like an event, like a birthday or something, that you particularly remember because of what you ate at it?
No.
No? Your granny makes quite exceptional food every time you go there for a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember any of those things?
Well, she makes quiches a lot.
Yeah, she does make quiches a lot and they are...
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Her quiches.
Yeah. I've never eaten a quiche like granny quiche. But so she's, would you call her a quiche wizard?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Time to quiche, witch, because she's a woman.
Yeah, but, oh, right, okay. I'd like to be a wizard, though. Could I not be a wizard, even though I'm a she-her girl?
You have to be a witch.
A witch, do I? I prefer the outfits, really, for wizards. And I'm getting quite a good beard. Wispy bits under their roots because I'm old. Right, this...
You're a wizard.
Thank you. Finally. Dreams can come true. Can you crush this garlic by putting your hands onto that bit? Look at your mega hands. Hands up. Yes, that's it. Squeeze! Harder than that. You're going to need a two-handed squeeze. Squeeze! Squeeze! Can you do it? Come on, Hulk. Heath! Push, push, push! Yes, you got this. You got this. Oh, look at that. Incredible grip strength. Push. Well done. Haha, it's like Play-Doh, but with garlic. Look, it's all squeezing out the holes at the end. Do you want to go and get the sharp knife from over there? Nice. And then ever so carefully, flop that garlic off. Into that bowl. Oh, yeah. Absolute blooming legend. Smashing it. Well done. Right, so that's those things in it. Put them in there and then whiz until the nuts are really broken up. Okay. It's going to be loud, crowd. Are you up for it?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
My ears are ready.
Okay, shall I do the whizzing? Do you want to whiz?
I'll whiz.
You'll whiz. Come over here, Whiz King.
There's a whiz king. As soon as it's turned on, I'll be ready.
Okay, right. So you push it down and it's going to whiz. It's going to be loud. Whoa, see? You can do this. Oh, beautiful. One more whiz. Oh, I'm going to shake her up. Okay, re-whiz. Nice. Oh, careful, careful. Now. I feel like those nuts are really broken up, don't you? Looks like quite a powder in there.
Yeah.
Now we need to add 50 millilitres of oil, Rudy. If there was no other option, would you eat a person, do you think? A human person?
I would eat anything.
Anything? Seriously, a unicorn?
They don't exist.
I know, but if they did exist, you'd eat one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Serious? You would eat anything? Is that because you're an omnivorous dinosaur? Anything. You'd eat me. If I died and you were hungry, would you eat me?
Maybe.
Right. If who would you, if it was me or Daddy, who would you eat first?
Save the best one for last.
Who's the best one? Me, because I'd be juiciest.
No.
I think I'd be the most delicious. No.
Because...
Oh, that's a nice cuddle. It's sort of weird because you're being all snuggly and saying I'm the best one, but it's still you're saying that you'd eat me up. I have to tell you...
I mean
you,
because of the...
L-U-V
thing.
Oh, love.
Don't tell anybody I said that.
I won't tell anybody you said that.
Especially
okay.
He's a laugh.
What? Because you said you love your mum?
Yes.
Oh, well, what? They all love their mums. I've met them. They all, those dweebs love their mums. You'd have to be a monster not to love your mum. Even gangsters with mopeds love their mums, Roots. I promise you that.
Plenty.
Yes, that's what the Ottolenghi book over there is called. Good reading. Can you see what his book underneath is called? Ottolenghi, what's that word beginning with sir?
Assemble.
Close. It's simpler than that. It's simple. Like Simple Dimple. Right, we only need 50 millilitres of this, but I've only got an enormous measuring. Oh, I tell you what, maybe if you step out of the way for me, Pippa, I might have one of these.
I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. 15
mil.
I'm a chicken. Hello.
I think we can do. Okay, I think we're
going to have to
just... four of these.
I'm a chicken, Emma.
I've nearly done this pesto. It's an amazing business. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Do you remember the hungriest you've ever been?
It's probably when we were walking home. That was one of the hungriest.
What, just a few hours ago?
Yeah.
What, that you've ever been?
Yes.
In your life?
Yes.
Even, like, compared to, like, when you're a baby and all the times you've done, like, a load of exercise and then you're starving hungry. Today was the hungriest you've ever been?
One of the hungriest.
What do you think the longest you've ever gone is without being hungry?
Probably about, I don't know, 10 minutes.
What's the most filling thing you ever ate?
Stop asking me.
Oh?
Fine. I don't know. Can you give me clues at
time? Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's for you to answer.
I don't know.
What do I find really filling? I suppose it's funny because the things that should be really filling, like macaroni cheese, actually I could just eat and eat and eat for days. So I don't know. But macaroni cheese is pretty filling, I'd say. Pasta. Ooh. Nuts. Nuts are filling. There's nuts in this. Pesto. Right, now we put...
Oh. Give me that pesto.
Who makes the best mac and cheese in the world?
Where's Steph going for our meeting?
Steffi does. Where? What, today?
Yeah.
She's at the Imperial War Museum. Somebody at the Imperial War Museum makes the best macaroni cheese.
Yes.
Okay.
Steph.
It's Steph. Right, now we can put those in.
Remember that time where you
pesto, basil, spinach.
Remember that time where you made macaroni cheese and it was really snobby and
lucky? Yeah, vaguely, yeah. Just nowhere near as good as hers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty heartbreaking for everyone. I don't think I'll ever bother making macaroni cheese again now that we've got a real life Scottish person in our life to make it for us. What's different about her macaroni cheese to mine? Roots.
I don't know.
You don't know? Can I ask you one more thing?
What?
If you dropped something on the floor that you were in the middle of eating, how long would you, there's a rule called a 5 second rule, if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do you believe in that rule that means you can still pick it up? If it's been less than 5 seconds?
I do.
I know you do because I've watched you do it. But Rudy, can I have a word?
Yes.
We're not meant to do that when other people are watching, really. Like in restaurants and stuff, okay?
I know.
You know. But do you care?
I don't care.
I don't think you cared.
I care a little bit.
A little bit, fair enough. Well, it's good that you've got no shame around food. Right, well, the hell do you make of these crazy things?
What is that for?
That's recording our conversation from my podcast about eating.
Yeah, this one. Let me do the podcast.
I don't.
Is this when we do the podcast?
Well, we use bits of this, yeah, because I just wanted to cook something with you and see what you made of
what you made of it once it was finished. Yeah? Mmm. Wow. That is absolutely weird, isn't it? Do you like it? Do you like the dumplings? Alright, I will... Oh, man. The pesto's amazing, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
It's very garlicky, but it's really delicious. We are doing the podcast. This is it.
Is it turned on?
The podcast is me asking you stuff about eating. You asked me to stop asking you things. Should I start asking you things again?
Okay.
Are you pleased you haven't got any allergies?
Yeah.
To things to eat. What would be the saddest thing? What would make you saddest if you were allergic to it?
The dumplings.
Oh, really? Tonight? Yeah, because you like them. That's really good. You can have more if you want. You also didn't have to if you get full. Mmm. Are there any foods that you really hate?
One of them has to be cucumber.
Right, yeah. You've consistently hated cucumber for several years.
Hated cucumber for my whole life.
Well, I think you chomped a few bits as a baby, but yeah, I did give up a long time ago on cucumber. Do you know the weird thing, though, is that you can hate something, and then suddenly, when you're like 38, you try it and you're like, what? I like it now. Do you know Archangel? You know Auntie Rachel?
Yeah.
She hated cucumber. So much so that I used to chase her around with a cucumber-flavoured face spritz as an act of bullying. And now she likes it. She's suddenly turned into someone who likes it.
I keep having to tell Daddy I don't like carrots.
Do you? What, because he gives you carrots?
Yeah.
I'm not sure he even likes carrots, does he?
Does.
Oh. Right, careful. That's a friendship fan, not a whacking fan.
Yes.
Hmm. Do you know this is the 200th episode of this podcast, really? It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think this dinner's scrumdiddlyumptious?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're in the podcast saying that, but when you're a little baby, so you said it in a little baby voice.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Yeah, pretty cool. Do you think there's anything, food-wise, that has to be eaten in a particular way? You've got quite a fun way of eating chips at the moment.
Yeah, I have.
Tell me about it.
You get a middle, you get one pot of ketchup, one pot of mayonnaise, you get one side and you put a little bit on with the ketchup and you get the other side. And on that side, you put a little bit of mayonnaise.
Amazing.
And you eat it.
Amazing. That does look fun.
I'm just going to say it. I don't think we did that recipe right. but yeah, he really enjoyed the dumplings, as we heard. Now we're going to get back into some smaller bits of recorded conversation between me and him. This next bit was recorded of an after-school afternoon in our lounge.
Okay, please may turn the telly off. I think if we're going to do this, we're going to do this properly. So what do you think? This is going to be your first
ever try of grapefruit at your request. What do you think about it looking at it?
It looks a little bit like orange.
Yeah. Have you ever had a blood orange?
No.
It's like an orange that looks like it's got blood inside it. I think you'd love it. It's a bit Halloween-y. Right, you're going in, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a big bit there. I reckon let's start with maybe a smaller bit. And I'll have a bit at the same time. It's a good face. Oh. Oh. Oh, my goodness. You're finishing the bit, are you? Oh. What do you think? Oh, you look quite stressed out. What do you think of that?
Well, it's not the worst.
No.
And it's not the best.
No. It's, you're reaching for another bit, are you? Should we finish it between us?
Yeah.
So you had a piece and it did make you want another piece. There's just no sweetness, is there?
Yeah.
It's so bitter. But some people love that. Do you? So you don't love it, but you don't hate it?
Yeah.
Mmm. It feels, oh, it's so sour. It feels like it does something that almost, like, makes back my throat feel a bit, like, dry, even though it's a wet thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels almost, like, spiky or something. No, you don't.
No.
That's a ridiculous thing to say. It's not as good as an orange, is it? Gigi, you know Nana Greenway? My Nana. Your Nana's mum. Loves these. She used to have a bit of grapefruit every morning. Do you think people just liked violence more in the olden days, maybe? There's something violent about how sour this is, don't you think? No? I think that's, I'm being silly describing it like that. Well, how would you describe it then? You just don't know.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to ask for it again?
Probably not.
Probably not. What were you saying to me about oranges the other day? You love them, but then you said there's something about them that you don't like.
Those, like, white bits.
Mm.
Those are... Without those, then, I would really like them.
Oranges?
Yeah.
Has Satsuma's got a bit less of them? The white bits. Do you mean they're like strands in the middle, like the hard strands in the middle?
Yeah.
Or like the fluffy stuff around the edge of the outside?
Well, both.
Yeah. Do you know what the name for all that is?
What?
Do you ever, you got any idea?
No.
Pith.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't like the pith. You won't be taking the pith. No.
No.
You had enough of talking to me?
Yeah.
Mmm. Delicious. Now, here is a bit that won't make any sense unless I explain that he had just said, out of nowhere, I don't want to die. And I went, good. And he'd gone, I'd miss eating so much. And So, yeah, that is why I got my phone out and started recording this. And also in terms of sound context, we were on a big countryside walk with some of my family.
Please just say what you said again.
I'm especially annoyed I don't want to die because I don't get to eat anything anymore.
That is your main reason why you don't want to die?
Yeah.
I think it's an absolutely valid reason. The idea of never eating again. It's the worst thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd miss ever cuddling again. I wouldn't ever be able to do cuddling again.
Yeah, that's one of mine too.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Especially you, more like.
What an absolute little cutie. Less so, as you'll hear in this next bit.
For me.
What did you say? What did you say?
Can't wait for the Biscoff in my life.
You can't wait for the Biscoff in your life. And did you just say, whoever invented Biscoff
is one of the best, bakers in the world?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful assertion. Oh, it's sloppy boppy and it goes in the porridge. That is a big bit. Are you happy?
Yeah. Let me eat.
Beauty of this.
No, wait, is that filming me?
Just your voice, because I just want to hear you enjoying your Biscoff.
No.
Please.
No. Please.
Oh.
And now, join us on another early morning, another porridge-filled early morning, as is our way, where Rudy finally lets me ask him the big last end question.
Are you going to drink from there?
No, I'm not going to drink directly from the cafetiere. You've got to give it 4 minutes, and then you plunge it, which you can do if you want. Then I'm going to drink it.
1, 2, 3, 4, let's plunge it.
No, that was seconds, remember?
Oh.
Minutes it needs. Oops, so
far. I thought minutes were less than seconds, so let's do it.
No, monkey, you're being silly. God, that looks nice, actually. Can I take a picture of that? It shouldn't look nice, but if you can also smell it, it improves the look. What have you got in there?
Berries. Some Biscoff and some seeds in my porridge.
Oh, is that your favourite brekkie? Well, medium, you're doing a hand that means medium.
Yeah.
What are other things you'd absolutely kill for brekkie?
Jam and Biscoff.
Jam and Biscoff would have been even better than just the Biscoff in there.
Yeah.
This is your big last end question, Rudy. I've been doing this podcast for 4 years, so the questions have got quite silly. You've got to listen right till the end to get hold of what the question is, okay?
Okay.
Okay. A terrible dragon has stolen Santa, the Christmasaurus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny, and got them all trapped up in a big dark cloud. This evil dragon. As the year trundles on, everybody realises none of these special things and times are happening. Everyone gets sadder and sadder and sadder until eventually everybody just stops going out and it's just the saddest thing ever. It's called an apocalypse. Everybody's so miserable, they've ceased to function. Oh no, it's awful. Luckily, the dragon has agreed to free them, but only if you, and weirdly, it does have to be you, Rudy.
What?
Are prepared, because this is the question, are prepared to do kids CrossFit, but non-stop, for 24 hours, with no snacks. So thousands of burpees, loads of volcano games, loads of lava game.
What do you mean?
You means you have to do all those things running around for a whole day with no snacks. It sounds impossible, but you do it.
Do I actually have to do that?
Yeah, but today? Listen to the question. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You get it done. In the story, you've done it. You're a hero. Your reward is that everybody in the universe loves you forever for saving them from the sadness of no Santa, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, etc. But your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. That means any food and drink, all and any food and drink you could ever, ever, ever dream of. Excuse the cat sneezing. And if there's a who, with and where that you'd have it, you can tell me. So imagine you're the happiest but also the hungriest you've ever been, and tell me what your dream things to eat and drink would be. And the list can be huge if you want, or tiny, it's up to you.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Chips. Burger. Tasters.
Tasters. So like McDonald's
Cheeseburger.
And what chip, where would you want the chips from? Where's your favourite place to get chips? Don't care.
Egg sandwiches, cheese sandwiches.
Yummy.
And that's all. Altogether.
All together? Like in a big buffet?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you're not having any pudding? I can't believe you're not having a pudding. Also, I want to know what's on your pizza. Slow down.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, not on the pizza, obviously.
Yeah. Cheesecake is my pudding.
Cheesecake is your pudding. Any particular flavour cheesecake? Because you often get different things on the top of a cheesecake, don't you?
Those three ones that you gave me.
You want little blackcurrant tops, yeah. Individual portions of cheesecake at a fantasy feast. As a fantasy feast, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bum.
That might be quite annoying for people to listen. Well, and for me, right here, right now. And what topping on the pizza?
Pepperoni and olives.
Pepperoni and olives. I like the way you said it. Do you do an impression of when you speak like that? You just made that a silly voice up.
Yes.
Okay, pepperoni and olives. Just some cheesecake for pudding. Just one pudding, even though loads of mains. You've surprised me there. And what about to drink? I know your dream drink that you'd have all the time if you allowed it.
Flecky lemonade.
Can you say it in a clear voice so people listening can hear it?
Flecky lemonade.
Black lemonade. And do you remember the real name for black lemonade?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Rudy, thank you very much for doing my podcast and for being my 200th episode. It's been an honour to hoover with you.
Hoover?
The whole podcast is called Hoovering.
Oh. So, yeah, I didn't understand that. I said to you, Oh my God.
Hoovering's another word for eating up, eating.
So every time I eat something, I'm hoovering.
Well, not necessarily. It's a sort of style of eating, I think. Where you like look at food and go, I want to eat, I want all of that. It's how you eat when you feel like that. Mm-hmm. Which is quite often for you and me, I think. What a lovely guest. I have to say, that went in its collective form much better than I had ever expected. And I thank you, Rudy. I'm very grateful for your time and your wisdom and your honesty. Thank you for listening. Happy 200th Hoovering episode. If you've listened to all 200 episodes of this podcast, my gratitude knows no boundaries. And I can't tell you. I feel emotional thinking about the fact that anyone might have listened to all 200 of these. They've been a pleasure to make. I can't wait to keep making more. I hope you all have the most brilliant Christmas holidays, whatever it is you're doing over the next few weeks. I hope you do get to see some people who you love, and I hope you get to feel some cheer and some joy. I hope your eating is amazing, extraordinary, delightful, exciting, the anticipation of it, the reality of it, the aftermath of it, the whole experience of it. I hope you have a really, really brilliant time. Thanks for listening to Hoovering. I don't know if you, I haven't mentioned it for a little bit, but as of this episode, we are going fortnightly. So your next episode will be on New Year's Eve, which is another really special one. I am talking to a body positivity
icon for your New Year's Eve special hoovering. And then I'll be with you every 2 weeks from January onwards. And I can't wait. I've got some incredible guests lined up. Come and see me do some live stand-up in the new year. I'd absolutely love that. Or come and see Hoovering Live at the Leicester Comedy Festival on the 5th of February. Ways to find out. Tickets to all of those things, as ever. And ways to contact me as well are all on my website, jessicafostercue.com. For Christmas, why don't you tell other people about the Hoovering Podcast or follow us on social media at the Hoovering Pod. I'm all over social media at Jessica Foster Q. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. The Hoovering Podcast was produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week. Oh, I shouldn't. It's not until next week. God, that's muscle memory. I'm going to have to change that. Until in 2 weeks' time, happy Hoovering.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.